State lawmakers adopted a series of changes in law in 2012. The most sweeping, a ban on abortions of 20 weeks, was struck down by federal courts. But other provisions remain on the books. And now the health department has formally published rules so limits can take effect April 1st. One requires RU486, the abortion-inducing drug, to be administered only as authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. That will limit its use to the first 7 weeks of pregnancy, not the 9 weeks now practiced by Planned Parenthood. Kathy Herrod of the Anti-Abortion Center for Arizona Policy said the ban on off-label use is justified.
The FDA is the entity, the governmental entity charged with overseeing the administration of abortion medication. They did a very tight rule. They did an extensive analysis. That's what still stands. If there was a need to change the FDA protocol, then that's up to the FDA to do. It's not up to an individual abortion provider who has a vested interest in providing abortion medication to women.
But the issue is even more complex than that. Cindy Cerf of Planned Parenthood Arizona said the FDA protocol requires the use of three times as much drug as doctors have found appropriate. Aside from administering more drugs than necessary, she said the change will make the procedure more expensive for women. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.